This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight is all about Donald Trump. We're going to let you hear a lot of Trump during this show because of all that was made of his trip to Mexico to talk to the Mexican president and the fact that he laid out his immigration policy in Arizona today. So this newest poll has Trump trailing Clinton by 2 points. Do you think it's because of what he had to say about no amnesty and his meeting with the Mexican president? Here's what's interesting. The Mexican president is disputing Trump's account of the meeting. Kate Delaney, by the way, America Tonight, the name of this show, as we dive right into it and get you on the trail. We're in the Southwest. Picture this, Trump on his plane across the border meeting Mexico's president, and the president of that country is saying that this whole idea of Trump asking for a payment for a wall was nonsense, and Donald Trump is saying something different. So President Enrique Peña Nieto heard something that Donald Trump didn't say, apparently, and vice versa. Regardless, it's the typical war of words, throw in a few Spanish words in between it. But he flew into that nation that he was constantly berating on the campaign trail. And who pays for the wall? Did they discuss it? Trump was asked that by a reporter during a news conference. He said, "We didn't discuss the wall. We didn't discuss the payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date." He said he made it clear that Mexico will not pay for the wall. That's what President Nieto tweeted. He said at the start of the conversation, he said, "I don't want your wall. I'm not going to pay for it." So anyway, somebody's confused. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, joins us here right at the top. Bob, no surprise, huh, that the president of Mexico says he made it clear that they weren't paying for a wall, and he said that right to Donald Trump's face, and Trump said they didn't discuss it.
All right. Well, they mentioned the wall. They didn't discuss the – Trump said he didn't raise the fact he'd pay it. But, you know, I saw an article, Kate, on this, and I was talking to Ellen today. Some of the media are twisting things to the point where it's not even becoming believable. They tried to take an article on AOL and say that the president of Mexico said that the wall topic never came up or called Donald Trump a liar. But then in the same article, it says the president of Mexico said he won't pay for the wall during the meeting. So the article honestly didn't even make sense. But what it boiled down to is Trump didn't bring up the payment, but the fact that the two talked about a wall, you know, obviously President Mexico is not going to pay for it, and he said that. But I thought the entire deal was amazing, actually, especially the things that have been said about Trump and then what Trump said about them, you know. And whether the president of Mexico, Kate, did it because his numbers are so bad, he did still get some heat for meeting, but I thought Hillary Clinton should not have declined, frankly, a meeting with the president of Mexico. They kind of said it was a publicity stunt on Trump's part, you know. But I think it was good he did it.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think it was good that he did it, too. I said that the other day. No matter what, he looks – how is he not going to get a bump from that? And how is that not going to look bad on her part, right?
Well, yes, and then he dovetailed this with coming back here and giving the speech tonight, which I watched. And he had the families up there of that had children or loved ones that were killed by illegal immigrants. One was shot in the face. They all told something about it, you know, briefly. He had them up there because he stressed the crime part of it, if you know you're committing crime. And you know, the other points he made in it, he didn't back down off the wall, and that's the whole point of this thing. So he didn't lose the base tonight. I have to tell you, too, and I could be so far off base on this, Kate, but I've said this all day on radio across the U.S. I don't think Donald Trump has made this whole focus tonight on immigration, et cetera, and a little bit softer policy, and a more understanding policy, because he did. He didn't go down to Mexico and become ignorant, you know, with the president. I don't think he did it so much for Latino votes. I think he did it more for suburban female vote. The reason I say that, he lost so many of the female votes, and he's taking a softer position, maybe on an issue that doesn't affect them. It just gives a perception of a little softer Trump. You know what I'm saying about handling himself better?
Yes.
So I think that's part of it. But I must say, you can feel a change occurring because Hillary Clinton kind of went off, well, not kind of, she went off the grid doing fundraisers only. She obviously had a bad week with Uma and Anthony, Uma's husband. I don't care what anybody wants to say and downplay that. That is not a good thing.
No.
The campaign manager's husband, Children's Services, you know, is investigating them. It's just not a good thing. New emails today. And then Donald Trump went down to Louisiana, and I know they make fun of the Play-Doh that he gave to kids, but he went down to Louisiana. He went down to Mexico. I can just see where this is going to take a little bit of the chink out of her lead, a little bit of the chink out of the armor, you know?
Yeah, so to your point, we've said this all along, and you still believe this, right, that it's going to be really close this election.
You and I have, we've talked about, I probably mentioned
the beginning.
It more on your show than any other show I do for the last 4 months, since Trump's officially been the nominee. It's going to be tight. I still, it's going to go up and down. It is going to be tight because you have two flawed candidates, and you have a situation here that if anybody else was running against Hillary Clinton, she would be in such severe trouble. And if anybody else was running against Donald Trump, he would be in severe trouble. You have two candidates that basically electroshock each other every week somehow to take numbers away from each other. You know, nothing really moves too much.
Yeah, it's so crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... I think overall, I
can't say that he had a bad day with the president of Mexico. I mean, he went down to a place where, you know, he's also been threatened to be... They've threatened to kill him down there. They want... The drug cartels have threatened to kill him. So, and then the embassy. Did you see that story? The embassy asked him not to... said it was too hastily put together, State Department.
Yeah.
As if he'd listen to them where Hillary worked.
Exactly, as if. Yeah, as if. You're right. That's
oh
so crazy. So what do you think? You mentioned this. What, the Anthony Weiner thing, are you kidding? I get it. His addiction, all that stuff. But with your kid in the bed, I don't get that.
I served with Anthony. I actually talked to him every single morning because we went to walk down to the same place, down to the house gym, and I served with him. And I got along with Anthony, but I must say, and I'm not speaking out of school here, and people would tell you if you know them, he was the most sarcastic human being on the floor of the house. He was just sarcastic all the time.
And look what's happened now.
They better take his electronic devices away.
I agree. All right. Thank you so much, Bob Ney. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
A balanced meal for two. When I wake up at noon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
New immigration controls to boost wages and to ensure that open jobs are offered to American workers first, and that in particular African American and Latino workers who are being shut out in this process so unfairly. We are in the middle of a jobs crisis, a border crisis, and a terrorism crisis like never before. All energies of the federal government and the legislative process must now be focused on immigration security.
All right, Donald Trump, part of what he had to say in his immigration speech today that was at the Arizona Convention Center in Phoenix. You want to throw in your two cents? Well, I'm going to give you some of the details of some of the broad strokes of what Trump said. We're going to get to that in a second. Still, if you want to throw in your two cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. But I'm going to give you the hook in just a minute. First, we go to Kathy, who sat around and waited for us. So we're going to Kathy. Hey, Kathy in Washington. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How about yourself?
Excellent, always.
I'm really, like, proud of what Mr. Trump has done, actually, going to Mexico and then his speech in Arizona. I think that he's really starting to get the groove.
I think he is turning a corner, like Bob Ney said. He said it was a softening. He didn't mean he's softer, but he was softening the way he approaches things. The visit to Mexico, the visit to Mexico was, of course, the president reached out to both of them. So Trump was smart to go. I think so. And then to do the speech on the heels of that.
I do, too. I think he's really starting to become a candidate that is worthy.
Yeah, it's a different. He's different. Yeah, different guy. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, and you know, I'm just thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
That's going to be close.
It is. It is really going to be close.
Yeah.
And your friend Bob, he's right on about everything. I think. I thought.
Yeah.
I was really glad I heard him on your program because it just made a lot of sense, and it made people think. I know it made me think.
Yeah, and Bob knows. Listen, Bob was a congressman from Ohio for a very long time, and he got tangled up in the Jack Abramoff scandal and actually went to prison. And yeah, but prison. But he knows. I mean, listen, he wrote a book called Sideswiped, and it's so fascinating. He talks about everything he learned in Congress, and he kind of was framed up in that whole. He was framed up actually in the whole Abramoff thing, I think. And he was a Republican representative from the great state of Ohio. So, so it's interesting. He has a very good, or I think different perspective because he worked with so many of the people that are still there.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knows all the angles from everything, it sounds like.
Yeah, from all the different sides. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
I know. So I'm just so glad you took my call, Kate. I really appreciate that.
Kathy, we appreciate you listening.
I do. And I learn a lot from your show. That's what is so cool about it.
Well, thank you, Kathy. You take care, and thanks for the call. All right, so, you know, it is interesting. It is interesting to listen to Bob Ney. I think because of the reasons I just said, first of all, because he got bounced into prison after the Abramoff thing, and he, knows what it's like and what goes on in D.C., and Corey Lewandowski, who was the first guy who was Trump's campaign manager, was his longtime campaign manager, got him elected again and again and again. And if you don't know the story, Bob, like I said, was a Republican congressman forever from Ohio. I mean, still, if he ran today, the people want him to run. And in Ohio, you can be convicted and run, but he doesn't want to do that. But he was sentenced to 30 months in prison, and he became the first elected official that went to jail because of dealings with convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And that was that whole kind of lobby thing that went down the, went down the pike. And boy, he really, we'll, next time we have him on, we'll talk more about that because he's always willing to talk about it. But, it's politically speaking, when you talk about campaigns from somebody who had to run so many of them, I think right away we both said this, no matter how you feel about Trump or Clinton, bottom line is if we're just looking at this from a numbers perspective, it's tight. It really is. And the Clinton people, I mean, you're Hillary Clinton. Does it get any worse? Let's just think about this for a second. First, you have the whole email thing, which I think was just pure arrogance. Oh, we don't have to have separate accounts. It doesn't matter. I just use my own server. Then they get pinched, and whether it's exaggerated or not exaggerated or it was accidental or it doesn't matter. Bottom line is that blew up on them. Then the second part of that is, was there any leverage when she was Secretary of State and the whole Clinton Foundation deal? So that happens. That's not good. And then Huma Abedin, as Bob Ney said, is her most close, a trusted close advisor, and they've dealt with this Anthony Weiner thing now for years. First he gets bounced from Congress, then he runs for mayor, it happens again, she's still with him, then this latest thing happens, and now Child Protective Services is looking into Weiner because of the pictures that were taken when he was sexting of his kid laying in the bed next to him, which is ridiculous, outrageous, and stupid, and so many other things that I can't even begin to say. So that's going to have an effect on Hillary Clinton. He's absolutely right about that. He's absolutely right. So Donald Trump tweets today, I love the Mexican people, but Mexico is not our friend. They're killing us at the border, and they're killing us on jobs and trade. Fight. That's what he wrote. That's what he wrote about a year ago. And that's when he started to get, well, a little over a year ago, he started to make some big strides because everybody is tired of hearing, and some people are dealing with the situation about the illegal mess. Now he actually gets invited to go to Mexico, goes, comes back, and then outlines what he thinks the policy should be. No amnesty. He says the cost is too high. And says, watch the visas. Watch the visa situation, which, of course, we've been screaming about, you know, forever. And one of the things that was discussed was NAFTA. The Mexican president told Trump that both the U.S. and Mexico have benefited from NAFTA. They say that more than 6 million U.S. jobs rely on exports to Mexico. And Trump said, I don't think that commerce must be considered a zero-sum game so that only one wins and the other one loses. He said he was prepared to make the two decades-old deal, which includes Canada, better for both nations. So what Trump's deal is, he still wants a wall. He still says they have to stop the tremendous outflow of jobs from the United States over the southern border. And it says that NAFTA has benefited Mexico more than the U.S. The physical wall, a barrier, something he thinks should happen. And he warned that, again, NAFTA would have to be renegotiated. He called for deporting all undocumented workers, labeling Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, and definitely the wall. And that's it. So they are the central pillars of the campaign. That's it. He spoke from prepared marks, more measured than we've seen on the campaign trail. He stuck to his positions on renegotiating NAFTA, halting illegal immigration, like I said. He referred to legal immigration from Central America rather than just Mexico. He said a secure border barrier would benefit both nations. And he talked about the flight of jobs, not from the United States, but also from Mexico and Central America to overseas economies. So we'll see where it goes. You're going to hear more Trumpisms along the way as we continue to motor through this hour of ATN.
When it feels I got nothing left to give, you're the time, you're the time, you're the world over to me.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
So what day did you say?
Last year alone, nearly 500,000 individuals overstayed their temporary visas. Removing visa overstays will be a top priority of my administration. We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle. There will be no amnesty. As with any law enforcement activity, we will set priorities. But unlike this administration, no one will be immune or exempt from enforcement. And ICE and Border Patrol officers will be allowed to do their jobs the way their jobs are supposed to be done.
All right, so Donald Trump, more Trump. I said along the way we let you hear about those bits and pieces of what he had to say immigration-wise. And as we, again, continue down the path next to the wall, did Trump hit the wall or not? I saw an interesting headline where somebody had said, Trump hits a wall, and I thought, you know what, that's the opposite of what I'm thinking, because with now the fact that, you know, and again, these polls can go either way, they swing in all kinds of directions, but the fact that he got a bump in a couple of polls shows me that the perception running down to Mexico, meeting with the president, coming out of there, tweeting before, tweeting after, going to this huge rally in Arizona. So big, they had to move it to a convention center. And then just giving you the payoff. It was like the big tease. It was like the foreplay for a year of Trump talking about immigration and building a wall. And Mexico's going to pay for it. And we're not going to take it anymore. And we're not going to deal with NAFTA. Then going down, meeting with the president, and holding that huge Mama Jamba rally while Hillary Clinton is kind of evaporated for a day or two, dealing with other parts of campaigning, like raising money a little bit quieter. I mean, she still had some conversation today. She still was in front of microphones, but she got no coverage. I went to the New York Times. Could I find anything about Hillary Clinton? No. I didn't find one headline anywhere about Hillary Clinton. In fact, the first page, let me just tell you what it said. Donald Trump's deportation nation. Mexicans accuse president of a historic horror. Or error. Trump tries a jarring new style. Diplomacy. Trump swerves on immigration but still vows to build a wall. These are all about Trump. Then there were a few other headlines, but they had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. And when you're running for president, it's a big deal to be out there every day. To have your name floating, as they say. So I checked the Washington Post. The Washington Post. On immigration, Trump talks tough in Arizona, speaks softly in Mexico. Trump visit angers Mexicans, which it did. Donald Trump's immigration speech, the same old tripe. Trump's incredible immigration act. Trump reverts to his xenophobic self. I mean, they're not all flattering, but they all have to do with Donald Trump. And then finally, you know where Hillary Clinton shows up? The editorial board. The very important Clinton plan that hardly anyone is talking about. So tiny, tiny, you couldn't even find a link to it. So this is the deal. You know how they say any publicity is good publicity? Especially if you're running for president. Now, it was Jennifer Rubin that said it's the same old crap from Donald Trump. And what she was saying is he proclaimed to people who are already his fans, his hardcore base, what he didn't have the nerve to say to the Mexican president. So she was calling him a bok, 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 bok chicken when it came to hanging with the pres of Mexico. She says he reverted to red meat, angry rhetoric on immigration. He's a typical bully, brave from a distance. She says, in Mexico early that afternoon, he had no discussion, none occurred about which country would pay for the wall. The Mexican president said, at the beginning of the conversation with Trump, I made clear Mexico won't pay for the wall. And then a Trump spokesperson kind of confirmed that version. Back in the U.S., introduced from really Rudy Giuliani and Jeff Sessions, both with hats reading Make Mexico Great Again also. And that's what the hat said. Trump started praise for the Mexican president, who effectively called him a liar. He argued some immigrants don't want to assimilate. He claimed many people would still be alive if not for open borders. And then she says he didn't get more accurate as the speech went on. He said we could have 30 million immigrants. He insisted and repeated another unfounded claim, she says, that illegals cost us $113 billion a year. You know, here's the fact of the matter. We have no clue. It's not like Disneyland and we have turnstiles and every time somebody illegally comes into the country, whether they are a rapist, some other sort of criminal, a drug pusher, whatever, or just a really sweet, nice person desperately trying to scrape together some sort of living for their family so they risk it all. This isn't, again, Disneyland. We have no idea how many people are here, and that is the problem. The problem is that laws weren't enforced, but we can't put the genie back in the bottle from the 1980s. If it had been right, if it had been enforced, even if there were some illegals in the country, it wouldn't be a ridiculous amount and one that we have no way to judge. Is it 11 million? Is it more than that? Nobody knows, frankly. We talk about poll numbers, and at least they're hardcore numbers. People are surveyed, they weigh in, boom, there's the number. It's verified, it's not a helter-skelter number. I mean, ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. So, I'll do one more for you, because let's go to the West Coast, right? Let's see what they say in the West Coast, especially from a paper that traditionally is dubbed often very liberal. All right, so the very liberal, dubbed that way by some, Los Angeles Times says, Trump says in his big immigration speech that the 11 million in the U.S. illegally are not a main issue. That was their headline. And Trump said, anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally simply has spent too much time in Washington. That's what he said. So then you had contradicting Trump, Mexican president says he made it clear Mexico's not going to pay for a border wall. And most of the headlines are on the front, definitely on the front, were all about Donald Trump. And then they had other headlines underneath that about Chris Brown, about the Angels challenging Anaheim on approval of a stadium, you know, a plethora of other news in the Los Angeles area that people would pay attention to. But it seems like the main challenge for Trump was this whole wall thing, that he said that he was going to make Mexico pay for it, and then immediately, the president of Mexico says, oh, we ain't paying for no wall. We made it clear. Oh, we're not paying for a wall. Trump says no amnesty. President of Mexico says, we no pay for the wall. Not paying for it. By the way, a couple of important notes from this show. We take a break from the campaign rhetoric to tell you about strawberries. I'm a strawberry lover. Strawberries have been linked to hepatitis A outbreaks in 6 states. Now I'm thinking to myself, thank goodness when I was swinging through the market, I didn't grab some of them. They say the outbreak caused by imported frozen strawberries from Egypt has made 55 people sick. And that's Maryland, West Virginia, North Carolina, Oregon, Wisconsin. Hep A is not fun. It's a viral liver infection, in case you don't know what it is. Highly contagious, but does not result in chronic infection. So, because of the long incubation period for Hep A, 15 to 50 days, before people start experiencing symptoms, they think they're going to see more ill people, the CDC says. Ugh. That just means, you know what? The people that became sick, they say they got smoothies at some cafes in an area in Virginia and some neighboring states. I mean, it's not funny, but can you imagine? You probably thought, oh, I'm going to go get a smoothie. That sounds so good. Sounds a little healthier, doesn't it? Than going through a drive-thru window, and sure enough, I guarantee somebody made that statement, and they got Hep A. Oh, nasty stuff. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar reacts to the San Francisco quarterback who refuses to stand for the national anthem. That's coming up.
Struggling past and struggled with a million times. warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To call attention to something, I think, is something that we should respect, even though we don't necessarily agree with his timing or, you know, his tone.
All right, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talking about Colin Kaepernick. It's a story that just won't go away because every time that he's with the team, which he is, he says he's not going to stand for the anthem. So, boy, there you go. The protests are not over with. I mean, there are still a lot of people in this country that are fuming over the idea that you would jack with the anthem in that way, that there would be other ways that you could, you know, there's other ways that you could protest and not have as much of a reaction. And, you know, see, part of the problem of this is, or I won't call it a problem, but part of what happened, and I will stick up for the police in this sense, is that he made a jab at the cops. So like anything, there are no absolutes. And I know because I dance in that gray area, and I know some of you do, even if sometimes you pretend you don't, you do. Because it's so easy to just slap everyone in one bucket, right? In other words, all cops are horrible, racist, awful. Of course not. I have cops in my family who are anything but that and who do everything they can to protect the people and, in fact, try to give them a break and not try to nail them every time they're five, you know, miles over the speed limit or whatever. So doing that, when you do that, that's what you're going to get. And that's exactly what happened. Because Kaepernick's remarks, Kareem, you're right, he has the right to do it. He certainly does. To say, this is how I feel, and so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to protest. But he said people were dying in the street, and all these people were getting days off. And it was a direct remark at the police. And so the San Francisco police as a whole released a statement. They were not happy with it, thinking, really? So I worked this extra time and protected some of the players, and I did X, Y, Z, and I've been spitted in my face, and I've done blah, blah, blah. Again, we play in the gray area. So once he said that, it wasn't, I'm protesting what happened, it's just not right in these situations. And he could have even named the specific ones or in several of these terrible situations. But you got to remember, five cops were killed in Dallas. And yeah, the guy who shot him was not right. He was off. But it doesn't matter. You had five cops that were targeted, more that were targeted. So you can't make an absolute. You can, but then that's what the reaction is going to be. And I think that reaction was fair. So, of course, police are not happy. And there's other people that are fuming with Kaepernick. And this story of where this goes is still up in the air. I say, take it to the communities. If he's got money to spend and he's got money to burn, he lives in a mansion the size that none of us will ever see. I mean, we're not just talking about a nice house. We're talking about like a sprawling block. And he's entitled to it. He's an athlete. He got a big contract. Bully for him. But if he wants to use the national anthem as the lightning rod and make the comments he made, then he has to be able to be ready for what he's going to take, an avalanche of criticism. Not everybody is criticizing. I mean, you heard what Abdul-Jabbar had to say there, but there are enough people that are all over him for this. No question. Hey, speaking of being all over, kind of in an odds and ends segment, Tropical Storm Hermione taking aim at Florida. Oh, my. It's expected to turn into a hurricane. I've got family, and I've said this the other night, right in the center of where that could hit. So I'm learning more and more about this. On Wednesday, they're saying that the flooding and the storm surges were bringing up to 10 inches of rain, right? And they say that every Floridian should have some sort of a plan. I like that. See, now we got to have plans, especially if we know that there is a good chance that the weather is coming. When they talk about rising water that could reach up to 1 to 7 feet above the ground in certain areas, yeah, that's not good. That's what you get. So Hermione would become a hurricane if it sustained wind speeds of up to 74 miles an hour. And you know what? You're talking first hurricane to make landfall in Florida since, you know how long it's been? Wilma in 2005. As of the, you know, minutes before I jumped on the air, the maximum sustained winds were 60 miles an hour. 60 miles an hour. So I've been checking the weather, and I know that there are a lot of people from Florida who are listening to this show, and a lot of us have relatives that live in Florida, frankly. So I wanted to make sure that we're up to date on everything that's happening. So you got watches, tropical storms, all that kind of stuff. They say the worst is yet to come. I was looking at some crazy video, and the video does not look good. I mean, it doesn't look good. What does that mean? Is there going to be a last-minute turn? Could it die down? You know, this storm, we've been tracking it since last week. And like I said, that hurricane that happened in 2005 was pretty nasty stuff. And in looking at what's overhead, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's definitely rain coming down. There's no question about that. There's flooding on 275, which is the main thoroughfare. There were people that had to be evacuated. There were two girls floating down the roadway on inner tubes that looked like they were at a water park. So yeah, pretty much that tells you what that's like. So it's definitely the flood warnings are there in Tampa Bay and all across the area, and exactly what was predicted. Some say it's some of the craziest things that they've seen. That actually in the road there were catfish flopping around. Oh, it is strange, isn't it, when that happens? Because of the overflow, that's why. That's why that happens. All right, also part of, quickly, of odds and ends, I'm going to tell you about another story that I came across that I thought was interesting, and it's not a United States. It's not something that happened here in our own backyard, but I think it's buzzworthy. It's buzzworthy because we just went through the Rio Olympics, and the Brazilian Senate ousted Dilma Rousseff in an impeachment vote. Wow. All of you call this show, I shouldn't say all of you, Dan calls this show, Grimm calls this show, and they talk about impeaching Obama. Well, this is Brazil's first female president out of a job, and not barred from the ballot if she wants to run again. But the Senate voted 61-20 to remove her from office, finding her guilty of breaking budgetary laws in an impeachment trial. So how about that? So the person who is the interim president is going to assume the office of the president and serve out the remainder of her term. Almost 12 million people unemployed in the country. Part of the big problem of what's happened there. So it's not surprising that this young Marxist, she was fighting against Brazil's military dictatorship, now is charged, booted, and could run again. Doubtful, though, she would get elected, I would think. It's a major blow for Rousseff, a member of the Workers' Party. But it couldn't. It might not mark the end of her career. There might be something else in store for Rousseff. I think Hillary Clinton is looking for an aide or two. Joke. Insert joke. Thanks for listening.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introduce introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.